What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, who does me the favor of commenting on five capitals here at year's end, 11 months into the war. And Brussels is a complication because it's a twin capital. The EU, which is a creation of the 20th century, a peaceful creation for industrial and a population might. It was not conceived as a war fighter. It is now in the fight, in that it is deprived of energy and waiting for a resolution of the conflict in Ukraine, at the same time building new infrastructure to bring in energy from the United States and from Australia and from around the world, anticipating next winter and the winter after, and a new trade order following the Ukraine conflict if it ends. At the same time, it is the capital of NATO, a military organization that as recently as the summer of 21 was humiliated by the Taliban and the decision by the President of the United States. So, Professor, the EU is impatient, and it's impatient for the war to be settled so it can rearrange its prosperity into the future. NATO is pouring weapon systems into Ukraine, chiefly American weapon systems, but a deal of intelligence gathering and the unanimity. Does the EU have patience for NATO another year, Professor?
Well, this question gets under my skin a bit, because if the United States were not involved in supplying weapons and finance and expertise and so forth to Ukraine, Ukraine would have been completely conquered by the Russians long ago. Europe simply lacks the military infrastructure and lacks the number of people in uniform. I just saw that this new Puma fighting vehicle, which the Germans are making for NATO, which is going to be it's the designated one for a new kind of unit that we're making. There are 18 prototypes, and they've all broken down at the same time. The lifting of military responsibility from the European NATO countries, and the transfer of that responsibility to the United States is one of the greatest mistakes we made after World War II. We should have held the field for the immediate period of held the ring for the immediate period of post-war reconstruction. And then we should have said to them, you have to do what you've always done in the past, have your own armies and do your own diplomacy, hoping that we could cooperate. But the idea that the United States was going to take over European security is crazy. But we have, the Germans have something over 100,000 people in their military. Well, there's 35,000 Americans in Germany. We don't need 35,000 Americans in Germany. But it's very, very difficult now to uproot the American sense of presence, and something like Ukraine just makes the indispensability of the United States to the security of Europe all the clearer. But even though it makes it clearer, what do we find? We find that Turkey is warming up to Russia, which is a very unusual pairing. We see that Mr. Sunak is having they want to see whether the British, whose military is really, they're very expert in certain ways, but they could not fight a war without American help. They could certainly not fight a war against a power that was reasonably well-equipped. And then we had Mr. Macron made the most strange statement about the French relationship with NATO, which is the equivalent of the formulation about Quebec, an independent Quebec within a strong Canada, as people put it. Macron used every preposition or that you could have. That France was outside NATO, it was inside NATO, it was allied with NATO, all the rest. This is children's games. That sort of approach, Mr. Macron's approach, Mr. Sunak's approach, that will not deal with a heavyweight class opponent like Russia. And the Russians are also, they're not going to restrain themselves. They're not going to make allowances and so forth and so on. So I see I see real problems with NATO because they don't understand how dangerous things are. And in many ways, they're sort of like the Western European powers on the eve of World War II. If you ask yourself, why was it that appeasement became the order of the day in the Western European powers, I think the answer is that look at what they did to their military budgets the minute World War I was over. They slashed them vastly. And even after 1935, when Hitler had announced that Germany was going to rearm in violation of the Versailles Treaty and all the rest, they didn't really start spending. In fact, it was only after Dunkirk that a lot of the renewed spending got underway. The United States built much of the military capacity that enabled Europe to get through World War II. The Western Europeans could have, but they did what most democracies do, which is to cut military spending and instead use the money for popular programs that will buy votes.
Professor, because we're watching Brussels from two points of view, the question of how long they can tolerate or suffer or endure or wait out the conflict, it's a clock ticking that Moscow takes advantage of all the time, acting much more relentless, much more ruthless than the Europeans. Are the Europeans still intimidated by Moscow after all these decades of watching the Soviet Union fail? Does Berlin, does Paris, does Rome, when they look at Moscow, fear?
Well, this is actually a very profound question. And I think the answer is yes and no, that they know perfectly well that the threat that Russia poses to the way of life of West of Europe is profound, extremely dangerous, and not about to liquidate itself. It's going to keep. It's arguably could keep growing. But on the other hand, they believe or they try to convince themselves that they have an insurance policy in the form of an American alliance. So we have a problem. You said, well, how long will NATO put up with this? Well, what are they going to do if they decide that they won't put up with it? If they withdraw their contribution to the support of Ukraine, that's not going to make an appreciable difference in the war in Ukraine. But it will make a huge difference in Europe's own military standing in the world and her relationship with the United States.
All right, let's go to the United States then, the capital that is underwriting this war for the moment. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on five capitals, five points of view. Next, we go to D.C., and following that, we go to the extremely, profoundly non-transparent tragedy of China. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.